The 257 on the ticket. You've got the Musers from Oxnard, California. And we've got friends joining us here right by the practice field. It's Bob, Dan, and Norm on our first round.
Compound.
Yes. All right. Yeah.
Hour. Well, happy training camp to everybody.
Are you in the Cowboys' back pocket or that Cowboys
yeah,
jacket
all about
you're
the
wearing?
Cowboys this year. Let's go, Cowboys. All about them. It's going to be their year.
Cowboy jacket on, don't you?
Did you get that free, George?
I did, back in the day.
To, you should take that jacket off. You should go jacket off right now, right here in the tent.
Don't even make it a minute.
What? Campound!
I'm going to keep my jacket on, thank you. So we have Bob and Dan together.
Yes. Again. Feuding.
They're like
a long-time team that was together.
Let's recreate the best mix that's ever been on the ticket. Bob, Dan, and Norm.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that the most volatile mix?
Yes.
You never knew what was going to happen.
Which one was that? Yeah.
Okay, Norm. Yeah. Okay.
Just every day.
Oh, the schedule for human beings.
Yeah. The mix between.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, Norm. Calm down.
Bob refused to answer this question.
I didn't
last
know
night,
the answer.
Dan. So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
We're into August. This is the first week of August. Are we fast approaching the actual anniversary of Moron Dog? Do you know the actual date of the anniversary?
Yeah, I remember he came up on his computer, didn't it?
I don't remember. I don't know. No.
I thought we were talking to
it's
you.
It's obviously in
what was that
in
that
August.
Just happened a couple weeks ago where we were talking?
Could be July. I could have missed it.
And well, we just said it's coming late, up because we knew it was training camp, I think.
No, but I swore we were talking about something, and he goes, I just looked down, and it was whatever we were talking
about. That was
the
first day of bad radio. Remember
when
we accidentally got them on together on the anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was the anniversary.
Have you guys ever seen two humans more obsessed with a clip of audio than these two guys with Moron Dog?
Obsessed? Have you ever seen two guys more impressed with
yes.
We're just genius.
We love art.
Yes.
You know, you guys should not do the show you do.
You okay, should do, Norm, this is for more off-air talk.
You should do the show you do what? Between segments as Gordon and George go after each other about Lord knows what.
That pretty much happens on the air, too.
So, Gordon, you like George's jacket?
Yeah, I do. I like
pretty
it.
Sharp, isn't it?
Where'd you buy that?
Navy blue, Cowboys Pro Shop. My way out yesterday.
I don't know about that.
Paid $700 on your way out here in the Midway.
Yeah. So, Norm, this is your what training camp? 50th?
This is the 50th anniversary of my first camp.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How many has Mary been to?
About 10 now.
Okay.
Way to go, Dan.
10 or 11?
Yeah, way to go, Dan.
Oh, what? Jeez.
So that was 1970 what, your first
1972,
one?
1972. Late July of 72, because Cowboys opened camp back then in mid-July. And by late July, they were having what now would cause the union to go crazy. They were having two padded practices a day for 4 weeks.
Full hitting?
Full hitting.
Two-a-days.
Full on. And
where?
Thousand
California?
Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah. And Tom Landry's famous conditioning run, twice a week the team had to run a 5-mile course in the hills around Thousand Oaks.
So your first camp was Dwayne Thomas trade?
Dwayne Thomas trade. It was also, you know, when you're young, we've all had this. We're not young anymore, okay?
Well, I don't
way
know.
To go.
No, you're not young
way to go.
Anymore. You wander into some things you don't realize how awesome they are.
Yeah.
That you get a chance to do or see or meet people. And that camp had Roger Staubach, Mel Renfro, Bob Lilly, Cliff Harris, Rayfield Wright,
Bob Hayes.
Bob Hayes. Did I mention Mel Renfro?
No. Yes. You didn't mention Roger Staubach.
And then, of course,
yes, he did.
Landry Schramm Brandt.
Yeah.
In all,
Vern Lundquist.
In all, there were 10 future NFL Hall of Famers at that camp.
Dang. As defending Super Bowl champs, right?
Yep.
71-72 season was,
And Dwayne Thomas was just
So his last game with the Cowboys was Super Bowl VI? Really?
I believe so, yeah.
When he said evidently?
Yep. Wow.
In the postgame?
Yeah. And again.
Yep. Boy, thinking back to those old, you know, two-a-day practice sessions when we started covering the Cowboys. George went to Thousand Oaks a year or two, but my first camp was 1990 in Austin. It is amazing to compare the workload back then to what they go through today. Yeah. Jimmy would pretty much from the get-go have them doing two-a-day sessions, and the practices were 3 hours long, I think, in the morning.
They both looked the same.
3 hours long in the afternoon,
the
full pads.
No walkthrough or anything.
No walkthrough, full pads, lots of hitting in 98-degree heat, not this 62-degree weather out here. Yeah. It's amazing what they put those guys through back then.
And there was no injuries, you know, back then. I mean, everything was fine.
We
just changed it.
I don't think there were any more injuries than what we had today.
I don't think so either.
I mean, their first padded practice yesterday, James Washington breaks his foot.
Yeah.
I mean, that may have happened during Jimmy's
J-Dub
first.
Still playing?
Who?
J-Dub still playing?
That's a different James Washington.
Yeah.
Not drive-by. Not drive-by James Washington.
That would be a story, though.
But it is.
He's been playing 30 years.
Yes, today the way
Nobody
they do it is safer,
job.
But it just... trying to think about the workload that those guys had to go through every day, what they had to do through a training camp, just unbelievable.
You know what they did back then, though? They let the mind control the body, not the body
control
the mind.
That's
right. Jimmy was a master at psychology.
Joining us now is Jimmy Johnson.
I love that quote.
You know, there's a line that has changed, obviously, in practices, and now, it appears to me that when teams hit the first game of the season, they aren't as football ready as those teams were. There's just not enough hitting in camp to approximate what you're going to go through in an NFL game.
Probably not in 72. That was six preseason games, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dumb.
Six.
And when did the
so silly.
Starters get a break? Preseason game four.
Well, back
didn't they play the whole game?
I think they played a lot of it, at least a half of it. Yeah.
And back then, there were no roster limits at all. So the Cowboys would have 110 players at camp. Mm-hmm. And on a Tuesday morning, a bus would arrive and seven more arrived. And that afternoon, nine guys left. Yeah. And 2 days later, the guy that arrived Tuesday morning was on the bus out Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was crazy back then. And
what was it like?
Well,
maybe you should go back to the hotel. Norm's telling us great stories about
the 70s.
I know,
and I'm asking a follow-up question. I asked a follow-up question relevant to the subject matter.
It's like the old days.
Just ruined the entire dinner, maybe even the whole
showing
evening.
Off for Bob and Dan, just doing that thing.
Don't we all appreciate now getting to know an athlete?
What's that?
Getting to know an athlete.
Sure.
Not just interviewing them, not just saying hello, actually getting to know an athlete. Back then, the press stood on the sidelines with the players.
Yeah.
The guys were on the sidelines, not at a game. The press just stood there because there was only six press guys.
Yeah.
At the whole camp.
Yeah. Yeah, the fan. We were just talking about this on the way in, that there are cars lined up. Not a ton of them, but cars are lined up for this morning's practice. And I remember, like, you know, as a teenager going to training camp practices, it meant get the football sign, get pictures. Like, the access now to the players, you're behind a barrier. I assume somebody gets an autograph at training camp now, but it's so much different. They're so isolated.
The VIP fans do,
I think that the players are actually instructed to, they do different parts of the team have to go sign each day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the defensive lineman will go sign one day, and then, because I ran into that when I was interviewing some Cowboys, and he said, I got it's my day to sign, so let me go do this, and I'll come back and
Good.
Do an interview with you. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys are trying to make him as fan accessible as possible.
I was going to ask that. You made that pilgrimage every summer to Packers camp?
No, it was cumbersome to get up there, so I could only pull it off once or twice.
Where was it, Appleton? Or
It was actually Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DePere or whatever, right across.
Okay.
But Yeah, we went up there a couple times. I even had a bike one time, and that's how I got a picture with Don Mikowski on my bike and Tony Mandarich on my bike. It was pretty wild. And I have amazing David Letterman hair for a 17-year-old. But then, like, when I was 14, we went to Platteville and saw the Bears because I was probably having loyalist problems.
Were you really?
You know,
you
the 85 Bears.
To the Bears.
No, I didn't. But I was very intrigued by seeing Walter Payton live. And,
okay.
And so I did go to a Bears camp. I did not cross over. I was just...
You thought about it.
I was fact-finding.
You thought about it. What about you, Dan?
I sent a letter that if they don't fire Bart Starr as coach, I am jumping to the Bears.
Get rid of this clown.
No, I never went to a training camp before the Cowboys.
Did you want to? As a kid, did you want to go to the Browns training camp, or never crossed your mind?
See what the Pruitt brothers are up to?
It never. I don't recall ever caring about that at all.
They weren't brothers. As we said, I think Jerry's made it a thing. I think in the last 20 years, it's totally changed with fans even getting that mentality of, I'll go to training camps. We were talking about on Saturday where they went around to all 32 teams. Not all of them, but a lot of them look just like this.
Yeah.
Corporate tents and fans getting autographs and stands for people to watch practice. And it didn't used to be that way.
Oh, no. No, the practice field at Thousand Oaks was set down just a little bit in a slight saucer effect. And the fans got to sit on the higher places around the sides. And from a security standpoint, when practice was over, people would bring their little kids, 5, 7, 8, 10 years old, and they'd all run out on the field and pick a player. Now, everybody wanted Staubach, but there were kids who said, you know what? I'll bet you nobody's going to ask Rod Barnes if I can carry his helmet.
Right.
And they'd run up to him and say, sir, can I carry your helmet?
Yeah, they'd carry their helmets.
Hit him on the head with it. It always looks like a Dust Bowl, Thousand Oaks.
Oh.
I can't picture what it looks like, but the footage didn't make it look terribly
flattering.
It wasn't
as cool as this.
No,
but it was still like in the 80s, though. It wasn't... 105.
Right.
The weather was still pretty nice.
Yeah.
Did they come out here for marketing or to beat the heat?
I think it was a heat thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it
Maybe
started,
both.
Because it just feels like Tom Landry, the old style guys, would want them to be in the heat. Like, that'll toughen you up.
Hey, what was the Landry mile? What did you have to run that in? He would run it.
And
then every player, it was...
Landry could do it?
I want to say it was a
in
sub...
In a suit?
Yeah.
Did he run it in a suit?
No. Sub 7 minute?
Maybe. Or was, that man was in
it
great
wouldn't be
shape.
A sub 6 minute, would it? Maybe it was
no.
a sub 6 minute.
I don't believe.
Because they couldn't ask linemen to run that.
No, they couldn't ask Tony Hill to run that.
7 minutes is pushing it for the line.
Yeah, but it's surprisingly fast.
Yeah.
When I remember reading it, thinking, that's a little unfair to the big guys, but he made them do it. And he said, if I can do it at age... whatever he was back then, 50, then you guys should be able to do it.
And all those guys were working off-season jobs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they got in shape when you went to training camp.
Yeah. Almost everybody back then had an off-season job.
I just read Tim Collishaw's book, and he was saying in it that he, when he was young, in the off-season, or he worked at a sporting goods store, and Harvey Martin and Drew Pearson worked there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
In a sporting goods store with Collishaw.
Is that the book about Andre Agassi?
It is not. It's the book about Tim Collishaw, not Agassi. I'm reading the Agassi book.
Well, back when
are you really?
Yeah, because of Byron Jones.
Back when Nolan Ryan was just starting.
What a weird
one-off season. He worked at a gas station.
Who?
And he sold AC or
and AC repairman
repaired AC. Yeah.
So that there were literally maybe 15 years into his career, this nice old couple sitting in Alvin, Texas, watching their grainy TV, and the husband turns to the wife and says, "Harriet, isn't that the young man who fixed our AC years back?" And it was.
How wild is that?
The world 2 months ago, he needed about a pound and a half of refrigerant in there.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
By the way, I should let everybody know that I showed Dan and Blake a good time at dinner last night. I took them to one of my favorite Italian restaurants here, and they rolled out the red carpet for us, didn't they?
They really did. The It was like Goodfellas walking in and to the perfect table right through the kitchen.
We were seated immediately with no wait, and we got a perfect corner table.
Yeah.
Was there nobody there?
Well, it was right when it opened.
Where was this?
Down on Seaward.
Spasso.
Did you guys have a 4:15 local time dinner?
It was very close, 4:30.
That's 6:30.
Dan stays on time. Speaking of which.
6:30 Dallas time, yeah.
Gordo says we got to stay on time, so we need to line.
What?
Yes,
we really do today.
That's Bob.
I thought this is the power hour.
That's Norm. You guys can stick around.
I was hoping Nolan Ryan could talk to me about my coils up in my upstairs unit.
Let's do that next.
Okay. Hey, tease that we'll be back in 3 minutes, but it'll really be six.
Are you saying that I do that?
What?
You don't appreciate that, do you, George?
No, I don't appreciate it.
No, I'm just saying start doing
that. People like, might hear
that.
Joking?
Do that as a bit now.
Just it'll people be might hear that and think that, you know, who's this guy?
Well, no, I think people listening know who I am, and they understand that.
Well, I think people listening know who I am, too.
Well, it's your show.
It's a 9-12. It is your show.
You know who I am?
No, I don't, but I'll bid you a good day, I guess.
Back in 10 seconds.
Yeah,
10
seconds. We're back.
The quarterback. All right, our training camp roundtables continue here from Oxnard. This segment brought to you by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes. And joining us here at our broadcast location, we have Donovan.
Hello, musers.
Jake.
Hello.
Corby.
Hi.
Gen X Davey.
Good morning.
And we're about to have some football fun. Corby, I haven't seen you in a few weeks. Your hair is getting, like, really long, like almost back to early ticket days.
Looks great.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Back when you were Norman Bates' mother.
Right.
That hair parted right down the middle, pulled back.
Is this a conscious decision, or is it just you haven't had time for a haircut?
No, I've had plenty of time for it. I feel like this is me, though, bro. Like,
dude, yeah,
it's
man.
Just the way it's supposed
it's like,
to be.
Why does society say we have to get haircuts?
I saw that.
Yeah. Ponytail holder in the mix.
How long's it been since you had that? Was it like 20 years ago?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought I'd make another run at it.
Bun. Looks good. You know? I like it.
It fits out here, California.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right. Feels good, man.
We also have another guest with us. Weed Eater Bob.
Idling now.
Weed Eater Bob.
That's a little two-stroke engine there.
And George, weren't you just trying to start Weed Eater Bob?
Yeah, we had to start him up first.
We had a whole play. He was all right. Pantomiming and
priming the pump.
Oh man,
Gen X Davey is here. Your first Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. Welcome.
Yeah, it's been fun so far. Yesterday was a whirlwind.
I bet. Yeah, because you flew in yesterday.
Yeah,
and then went right to practice.
Yeah, and then got trashed last night. So.
Yeah, you know what Davey and Donovan were drinking last night?
What?
I never heard of it. Blueberry margaritas.
Hey, yeah,
those were delicious.
We have those back home. I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Never heard
very
of it.
Very nice creative.
Where were,
bar
y'all never heard of it? Where were y'all drinking that?
Never heard of it.
Your favorite place.
Oh, at Lure?
Yeah.
The allure of Lure.
Love Lure.
Corby loves going to Lure.
Love the fact that this is Gen X Davey's first training camp because he wants to go and get audio for the show, right? So as soon as they moved, like it was almost
like
looking like
blue.
It was over.
Yeah.
David said, "They're moving," and he just ran out there. And it had like 30 minutes to go. I was like, "Yeah, it's a rookie move right there." They're moving.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
He's so mad at me. I'm sorry,
Davey is so pissed right now.
Yeah, that's why I drank so much last night.
Oh, no.
So bitter.
Hide the shame.
He's running. He knocks over Gilbrand. Just hits him right in the face.
Out of my way.
Well, we have the big team dinner tonight we're very excited about. Jake has taken the lead on that, and I'm very happy for that.
Something's going to go wrong.
Because the last time Jake took the lead on something, he's still... He's still shell shocked over the TMZ tour.
Oh, God.
So he's, I'm not. He's, I thought it was great. Hoping that, to make up for it tonight.
It's the worst moment of my life going on that tour.
I think as Junior said, history treats that well.
Yes, it is.
We got a lot of content out of it.
Every day that goes by,
keep
treats
yourself
better.
That.
Yeah.
Comfort yourself all you want.
Y'all were on that bus for like 4 hours.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get off?
No. Not even if you were an influencer, you couldn't get off that bus.
You were begging.
They had armed guards.
The guys behind
us
were like, they had millions of followers on Instagram and YouTube and all this kind of stuff, and they engineered a whole stunt to try to get on TMZ or something.
Yep.
And then they tried to get off the bus, and the woman wouldn't let them off the bus.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But why would you want to get off whenever you can drive up to an area that's walled off and they tell you what's behind that wall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Behind that wall is interesting stuff.
Those are some of my favorite parts of that tour. We took a tour of the Hearst Castle on Saturday, which was awesome. Loved it. You guys have any extracurriculars planned? Are you doing your karaoke night down in Malibu or anything?
It's the same night as the media party.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore. Although we do know the guy who's a chef out there, so we definitely could go out there and partake. But there's no karaoke.
So that place is actually one of the better restaurants on that Malibu Strip.
Yeah,
it's like a new Mexican-y, or I guess it's Cafe Habana.
And it's just really weird that the only day
Cuba is to Corby Mexican-y.
The only day they do anything extracurricular besides a restaurant. Is karaoke on Wednesday nights. That's it.
Yeah.
Like nothing
else. Why'd they shut it down? COVID?
Uh-huh. Pandemic killed the karaoke star.
It was your fault.
Swear. You COVID losers.
I went paddleboarding yesterday.
You did?
In the harbor.
How was that?
Nice. Relaxing.
No sharks?
No, I saw a lot of seals entering and exiting the water.
There are sharks here, though.
The break.
Oh, yeah.
The waves look big. Like yesterday, they were large.
Yeah. That's tough on the
But you were protected in the harbor, though, so you didn't have to take on waves.
Well, like I was telling you last night, even the boats that slow down for the wake zone, if you're standing up, that gets a little tricky.
Yeah.
My balance is not great. Other than that, I'm just planning on taking Charlotte home tomorrow.
Whoa.
But, yeah.
Like give her a ride back to campus?
Other than that.
Can I tell you, though, that all the years that we've been down here for Oxnard for training camp, I've never stepped one toe on the beach.
Oh,
really?
Oh, you're missing out. That's a pretty good beach.
Never.
Down from our hotel.
You're How missing is that out. Even
and
possible?
And I think I want to keep the streak going.
The hotel is on the beach.
And I've never gone that way to go to the beach.
So you've taken the boardwalk, though. You've never walked down that boardwalk?
Nope.
What in the Frankenstein are you doing?
I'm living my best life.
Oh, okay. All right. 888-787.
Is Donnie living his best life?
Every day. Every day that we've been here, which is a million days, I've been on that boardwalk.
Well, congratulations.
I thought Saroy taught you to swim.
I got some weeds to get to.
Saroy? No.
See, we don't have the chance to do this because we have to be here in the morning, but this weekend when we were here, every morning I'd get a cup of coffee and walk down to the beach. And just watch
that sounds fun.
The world wake
Take
up.
It
it's
in.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. It's great.
But you're not interested?
Nah.
We don't have a beach in Dallas.
Yeah, we don't have an ocean.
You need to take advantage of this.
He doesn't like water.
Anything more than a shower full is a little too much for me.
Yeah.
No.
It's a great way to get ass.
God.
The beach?
Yeah.
How?
Hanging with Corbin makes me feel icky.
Like, really, how? Explain that, please.
There's just ass everywhere. You just grab one.
Okay.
Yeah. Grab one, he says.
Oh.
Mm. I'm interested in your Charlotte play, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's an opening there.
Yeah. Like, there's a little vulnerability right now.
And yeah.
Because of the new sister?
The new sister?
That, she wants to feel pretty.
Yeah.
Right.
You could be a rebound relationship.
Yeah.
She's the older sister now.
Right.
Right.
How old is she?
Wants to feel young.
50.
Perfect.
50?
Yeah.
No,
a little older
than
that, I think. I'll say it. What's wrong with Jean?
Well, she's married.
Well, yes, other than... Well,
yeah. Yeah, well, so is he.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't take it seriously, should I?
Yeah. We're fine.
Oh, nothing.
Why do I have to respect?
I'm going to say 56.
Jerry's vows.
You're right. Yeah. 56.
Yeah. 56.
Yeah.
As Jake would say.
Man, that's a
perfect.
Yeah.
Really good.
Jake's been looking up a lot of older women lately.
Yeah, what are you
just
doing,
keeping
Jake?
Up with the news.
You did break some news to us this
morning. So you wanted to see if China started World War III. So
yeah.
You Googled Nancy Pelosi's breast. Explain that to me.
I didn't know until he showed me the photo.
I didn't. And very revealing photo.
We're a news team. You know,
yeah, we are a news
share.
Team. Yeah, share information.
Right.
She is stacked. That is surprising.
Yeah. What are you?
What, a
70s?
Yeah.
Stacked.
Really stacked. Also, man. She also has nice gams.
200.
Stacked.
She's really stacked.
I've not heard stacked since 1983.
She's a brick house.
She is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big old...
What?
Whoa.
What were you saying?
Topics to cover as she takes her trip to Asia.
Yeah.
Swinging back and forth with other people.
They are. Just like Newton's cradle of breasts. Just...
Okay.
Oh, man.
Donnie, I wish her well on her.
Yeah, that's what we meant to say.
That's what we mean. We hope it doesn't start World War III.
Right.
Those Chinese rockets are going to bounce right off those things.
Yeah, it's nice to know we have some missiles to shoot back if we need to.
Donnie, have you gone to the fun candy store yet?
Fire an 8-year-old's bosom at China.
Let me know when you do.
I will.
Her bosom is not 80 years old. Those things were
that's
about 40.
That's a 2.0.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
The remix.
Yeah. She's had a few firmware upgrades.
They looked a little floppy to me.
I always...
Well, she's 80. But they're not that floppy. I mean,
there's something in there, it would be firmer.
Anyway, we're on the brink of World War III.
I know.
That's the thing.
We're talking
about
politics. We're talking war.
Drones.
I don't know what you're doing, Davey.
Terrorism.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got
Oh, my God.
It hit a rock.
Yeah.
Knock it on the ground a couple times.
Yeah, maybe out of gas.
Gonna get it.
As we wrap up this roundtable, I'd like to extend an invitation to my friends. Thursday night, I'm going to see Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Ventura County Fair.
Boy, you're in for a tired-ass show, I'm telling you right
Open
now.
Open invitation.
What are you doing?
Well, it's my last night here, and I want to go out with a bang.
I want to see one of
America's great bands performing blocks away from us.
He's older than Nancy Pelosi.
Why wouldn't I go see them?
KC and the Sunshine Band. God.
Is that a yes? Let me know by Thursday.
I'll say, let's take a visit to that fun place. And I'll rock with you, man.
Now you're talking.
Are they the headliners?
That's a big show that night.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine getting to the point where you're on the
county fair circuit and how beaten they all are?
Well, congrats that there's
thank you.
Yeah,
gigs. They're staying next door to you in the hotel.
I don't care if they're staying next door to me in the hotel.
Hey, Ventura, everybody, what's up?
Nancy Pelosi used to shake it to that song.
I could probably find that for you.
You probably could.
When they do That's the
Dude,
Way,
that is real.
I like it. Yeah. You have to dance like so hard.
And then shake your booty. And
I want
you to turn to the stage and just
shake your booty.
And you know it's going
to
be like
when we went to see Tony Orlando, the crowd will be so geriatric, they're all sitting. So we'll be right up front.
That was a tired-ass show.
That was great.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did you guys go see?
Tony Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. It was great.
Hey, everybody, I'm Tony Orlando.
That's Tony Bennett. That's a different guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm hoping you remember my favorite.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the oak tree.
I cannot wait for you to go to hell.
How many times?
Obviously.
How many times do you have to knock?
Oh, it's three times.
Three times.
All making balls.
On the ceiling.
Tony Orlando did look at Gordo in the middle of that show and say, hey, this guy knows all the words to my song.
He did.
Gordo's like a 12-year-old girl up there. He was singing every word.
Hey, there's one of you that doesn't have dementia.
Sorry.
Wow. You can't wait for him to go to hell.
Yes. He is. George is going to hell. There's no doubt about it.
No.
Yes.
There's some doubt.
Because of, like, just proxy to you?
Hope. No! Like,
you did know one Gordon Keith, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried to distance as much as I could.
Too late.
You did? It says you worked with him for 35 years.
Yeah, I couldn't get away from him.
You couldn't? No, interesting.
All right, fellas, Donnie,
that was the best.
Corby,
is that
Jake,
it?
Davey, thank you.
17-0.
Thanks for the round table.
Okay.
Oh, that's your prediction.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody get on the record quickly.
2-15.
2-15, 17-0.
8-1.
16-1.
Because they already have it locked up.
I predict Pelosi gets one more upgrade before she's on the ground.
Right. Next, David Moore joins us with today's camp report.
Follow that, David Moore.
Vaginoplasty.
Oh, my
God. Waste some time.